Best Woman Radio Show, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start or grow your very own business. Well, hello, successful women. This is Trina Newby, your host and success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, February 11th, 2013, and as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your dreams, your wishes, your beliefs about yourself happen. Well, this is a new week, and I hope that all of you who are listening are ready to take action on your goals this week. Hopefully you've had the opportunity yesterday on Sunday evening to take a look at where it is that you need to be by Friday of this week and make sure that you have looked at your calendar to really ensure that all of the activities on your calendar are pertaining to that goal that you want to set or those goals. Sometimes we have more than one big goal that we're trying to accomplish each week. While we don't want to overburden ourselves, I think it's very, very important that you make sure that all of those to-do items that you have set, that you have plotted those in your calendar and you're ready to get this week started. Now, I know a lot of women listen to me say this every single Monday about really preparing for your week and making sure that you are targeted and focused on your business goals. But I need you guys to really take this very seriously. You see, I think that one of the things that we're missing as business women is we're missing sometimes our leadership ability and our ability to hold ourselves accountable. And when we don't hold ourselves accountable, that is when things slip through the cracks, and that is when we don't see our goals accomplished. And we definitely know that as women, we don't like the feeling at the end of the year of knowing that here we are yet again another year and we have not done some things to help propel our success. So I want you guys to really make a commitment this year to yourselves that you are going to hold yourself accountable, because you can have business coaches, consultants, accountants, a lawyer, you can have all the things that are necessary to be on your power team. However, if you aren't holding yourself accountable, none of those individuals can help you. No one can take you and tell you to dip out of the well and do it for you. They can lead you to the well, but you have to drink the water, right? Absolutely. So this week, I really want you, if you haven't done it already, after the show today, I want you to just block out 30 minutes of your time on your calendar. Turn your phone off. Get away from the computer. Sit down with just yourself and your planner. If your planner is on the computer, of course, you will have to stay there, but make sure you don't distract yourself with email. And I want you to take a look at all of the activities that you have on your calendar. Ask yourself the question, again, are all of these activities that I have, or am I just busy being busy, or is it really something that I need to be doing? So continue to move forward with making your business successful, which is so very, very important. You know, this week is another new week full of a lot of possibilities and opportunities. And I say that because it's so exciting that we are all here right now in this time and space, and that we have the opportunity to create incredible alliances this week, incredible opportunities. We have an opportunity to make some things happen for ourselves and for our business. So what will it be? Well, see, that's the beautiful part about the power that we have as businesswomen. We get to choose. We get to pick exactly what it is that we want to make happen for ourselves. Are you ready? Of course, if your answer is a resounding yes, then I am encouraging you. I'm encouraging each and every one of you to step outside of your box today. This month, during the month of February, we are celebrating the power of love. And our topic, our theme for the entire month is love yourself, love your business. Last Monday, we had a deep discussion on really getting real with yourself and really understanding what is expected of you to be a leader, to be a businesswoman, to make things happen in your life. And today our hot topic is 5 ways to love yourself. We're going to talk about some things that you need to do for you to really help set the foundation to exercise your power of love, which, by the way, is one of the greatest abilities that we actually have. So I want you to make sure that you have gotten out your Successful Woman Radio Journal, if you have that, or if you have a pen and notepad, make sure you keep it right there with you because you are going to receive some wonderful information today. Now is the time that I always ask for a blessing from you, the listener, by just simply flashing over to another line and sharing today's broadcast with another friend, a business associate, or a family member, someone that you know needs encouragement, motivation, inspiration. Make sure you let them know that Successful Woman Radio is on the air live right now, and if you have just even 15 to 30 minutes of your time that you can invest in yourself, it will be well worth it. Have them to dial into 347-637-2589. Again, 347-637-2589. You know, being successful and being a woman of leadership and a woman who is all about business is more than just getting the information for yourself, but it is truly learning gratitude and spreading the word and gifting other people with this information that you hear on Successful Woman Radio. So again, I want to encourage you to go ahead and flash over and share this with someone else. If you are listening from your desktop or your smart device, then please make sure you share the website that you can listen to right from the desktop, blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio. Again, blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio. And, of course, I want you all to be equipped with the tool to get your week started every Monday. So make sure that you put in your calendar every Monday at 12 noon Eastern Time, Successful Woman Radio. And, of course, if you are working, I want to thank all of you, all of my faithful 9-to-5ers who basically plug their headset into their laptop at work, or you plugged your headset into your cell phone while you're working and listening to the show. Bless you. And know that I am trying so diligently to have information that is going to bless you to get out of that 9-to-5 situation. I appreciate you. But if for whatever reason you are busy and you can't get to the show on a Monday, everyone needs to remember that the archives of each show is on the SuccessfulWomanRadio.com website. So all you need to do is visit the website, and in the top grade menu bar, just click on Show Archives, and the shows are there listed for you. We also have shows from 2012 if you're interested in listening to previous shows. It's all there for you. And also a new addition that we have at Successful Woman Radio, many of you emailed and say it would be so nice if we could just get a few notes from the show, because sometimes we don't have a pen and notepad, or we're listening from work or listening while we're driving, and, of course, we want to make you safe. So we created another menu item called Show Notes and Affirmations, okay? Show Notes and Affirmations. And so I will be putting up show notes after each of our shows that I think that you need or that you may want, and also I'll be putting up affirmations. So you can go right to the website also and get show notes and affirmations. And for those of you that are new to the show, welcome, welcome. I am so excited that you have joined our family of listeners, and I hope that you will continue to mark your calendar and listen to the show each and every Monday. I wanted to encourage everyone that hasn't heard this yet to go ahead and just get a simple spiral-bound notebook for yourself where you will be able to take notes from the show. My goal is basically to provide you with quality information that you're going to be able to put to use right away. And that's what Successful Woman Radio is all about. We are a unique blog talk show that is a blend of radio, a blend of a teleclass, and then a blend of coaching and mentoring and support. So we blend all of that together to give you a show that I feel is like no other, Successful Woman Radio. So you can take advantage even more so of the information you get from the show by just, you know, getting a spiral-bound notebook and dating each of the shows and the title of the show, and then just listing the notes out for yourself. That way you have a ready-made file system, and you can go back through those notes and you can utilize those resources, that information, and that will be for you. You can also make notes of how has that day's information impacted you. How do you need to implement the information that you have learned? And what questions maybe do you need to email me or call me and ask me about? And how can you take more advantage of Women About Biz and what we have to offer? So all of those things you need to be really paying more attention to and taking notes in a what I would consider a organized fashion so that you can really make use of it. It is 12:11 after the hour, and for those of you that have tuned in, you are listening to no other than Successful Woman Radio, and I'm Karina Newby, your host and success coach. Well, it's come to that time where I want to encourage you to give yourself the one-hour gift. That's right. At the beginning of this year, I promised you that I would give you a set of questions at each and every show, the same set of questions, but with a different spin, each and every show that will encourage you to take action every day. And I call it the one-hour gift, five questions to ask yourself daily. Just take that 1 hour to reflect, to look at, and to step out of the box and come up with ideas to tap into your potential, to tap into your wealth. You see, you need to make today the first day, if you have not already, to take at least, again, that 1 hour of personal time to look at how you're going to be successful. So let's get started. Question number one, what results would I like to see in my life and business today? Ladies, we don't dig deep enough in our lives to really ask ourselves this question enough. But we need to ask this question because we need just that much focus. Sometimes we don't have the clarity. Sometimes there's a lot of fuzziness or we're feeling overwhelmed about things. And sometimes we even say to ourselves, I am so busy, but I don't see the experiences or feel the experiences that I want to have from all of this busyness. So sometimes you just have to sit yourself down and say, well, out of all of this, what is it that I'm trying to get to today? What is it that I want to feel good about that I have accomplished today? Number two, have I reviewed my calendar and schedule today? Of course, you would think that this is common sense and this goes without saying, but this is one of those simple things that is actually complex to do because we get caught up in life, because we get caught up in all of the things around us, our environment, our family, our work, committees, activities. We get caught up in that, and if we wake up late or if we wake up in a rushed manner, we'll go the whole day without even thinking about reviewing our calendar. So that is why it's so important, okay, that we need to ask that question of ourselves, and then we need to review our calendar, what, at least three times daily, early morning, mid-afternoon, early evening, okay? Early morning, mid-afternoon, early evening, which is so very, very important. Let's continue. Question number three, are my business activities on the schedule contributing to my goals for the week? Are my business activities on the schedule contributing to my goals for the week? Well, I talked about this a little bit earlier, but it's not satisfying just to be busy all the time. It really is not. And while you may be feeling at the time you are busy that you're being productive, you probably also know how it feels to get to the end of the week and realize that you have not accomplished your goal or you don't have the money that you need to have in your checking account and you don't see the money coming. So being busy is not about just keeping busy, okay? Being busy is not just about doing it and filling your calendar up with activities. It's about being productive. It's about staying focused on your goal for the week. And so you are the only one that can look in your calendar and identify it, whether or not you are doing that. Moving on to question number four, who do I need to follow up with today? Again, who do I need to follow up with today? Well, I encourage all business women, and especially solo entrepreneurs who don't have support or a sales and marketing individual, I encourage you that if you're a small business, you need to be out there connecting with individuals every single day. As the visionary and the entrepreneur of your business, the leader of your business, you are the one that drives the business. And so you need to be connecting with at least 3 to 5 individuals every day. But you also need to be following up with people that you have already talked to. Follow-up is one of the most common, what I would say, skills that business women have a tendency to lack in because we're so busy being busy. We just keep moving on, but we don't have a follow-up system in place to make sure that we're following up and following through. So we need to take that to heart. And number 5, what results have I seen in my marketing? Again, what results have I seen in my marketing? You all know as well as I do that marketing is pivotal. It is mandatory, and it has to happen 24/7 every single day. So that means that you need to develop a marketing plan that is versatile. You need to have some internet marketing. You need to have some traditional types of marketing, promotions, public relations. You need to find out the best marketing strategy for your business. All of these things are extremely important, and if that's just not happening, then you need to back it up, stand still long enough to make it work, okay? You need to develop that marketing plan. So that's the end of our 5 questions for the one-hour gift segment, but I do want to remind you to schedule that 1 hour for yourself every single day and to ask yourself those questions. You would be amazed, because I am. I'm amazed at what is happening for me, but you would be absolutely amazed at the results you get from asking yourself and answering those questions every single day. So give yourself that gift and watch and see the change that happens. Well, again, we have more coming up for you on the show today. Last Monday, I talked to you about crowdfunding and what that meant. So today we're going to talk about the challenge of needing business funding, and I'm going to give you some powerful information that I think is going to help you to put things in perspective about funding and finding money and business loans and getting that all together. I also want to talk about today as our hot topic, 5 ways to love yourself, and I think that you're going to like what I am sharing with you, and you are going to find it inspiring and want to put it into action. So we're going to be talking about that. I want to give a shout-out to all of the listeners who signed up for the Time Management for Business Women teleclass, which we held on last Thursday. I hope that you got some great information, that you have a different perspective on time management. You know, the Spirit really led me as I developed the material for that particular teleclass, because I am a firm believer that time management is literally a catalyst for executing our vision. I believe it's a catalyst for everything that we want to do in life, and literally if we don't understand the power of it, the importance of it, and how precious it is, it's very difficult to make anything happen. So I want to, again, thank all of those who basically attended the class and who participated in that. Stay tuned, because we will be having another class, and also we'll be letting you know how you can get hold of the actual teleclass recording if you're just not able to be a part of the live classes where you can answer questions. But something that I do want to share with you, something that I believe the Spirit gave to me, and you know, I am just one of those individuals that has learned to just let go, open up, and allow what I call the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, to talk to me and give me answers about life. And one of the things that the Spirit gave me as I was working on the time management material is it gave me a definition for time management that I personally have never seen anywhere else, okay? And so I want to share that piece with you because I hope you find it an aha moment and an experiencing and inspiring moment like I did when I received it. So what is time management? Well, like oxygen, carbon, and water, which are really some of the top things we need in this life to live, time is most valuable and important to live a successful and healthy life. Get this, it's the measurement of our existence, and each second of it that we get gives testimony that we are here. Is that awesome or what? Let me repeat that. Time management is the measurement of our existence, and each second of it that we get gives testimony that we are here. Is that not beautiful? Now, I don't necessarily come up with eloquent things like that, so I know that the Spirit gave me that, and it for me to share it with you, and it's for you to recognize the importance and the power of time, of the measurement of each and every second that we get, for each second that you're there to receive that second, it's giving you testimony that you are existing. How awesome is that? So now you know why you just can't look at time management as some workshop that you need to take to learn how to manage your daily schedule, but that you need to be looking at time management as power, as one of the powers that you were born with. And you need to understand that if your skills are lacking in that area, that it is a gift to yourself to improve it so that you can execute that power, so that you can use it to bless other people, to bless yourself, and to execute, to manifest your vision. It is 12:22 after the hour, and for those of you that have just tuned in, you are listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show. I want to make a quick announcement. I've had a couple of people to email me and say, I am not getting the Successful Woman Radio e-newsletter. And so that particular e-newsletter, you personally need to opt into that. We just aren't sending it out to everybody that happens to be signed up with Women About Biz. It's permission-based. And so I need everybody listening today, if you have not gone to the Successful Woman Radio website, I need you to go to the website, and I need you to actually, in the right-hand column, right when you go to the website, successfulwomanradio.com, in the right-hand column, go ahead and sign up for our weekly e-news so that you can be kept in the loop. So don't forget to do that. I really would appreciate it. If you also like to receive a quick text message every Monday to let you know that the show is going to come on the air, then also leave your cell phone number as well. Again, Women About Biz and Successful Woman Radio does not share information, personal information about our members and our listeners. So all of that is indeed secure. It is 12:24, and we're going to move on into the topic, the business education topic, the challenge of meeting business funding. I hope you all have your pen and your notepads out because you're going to find this information very, very interesting. One of the challenges of small business is in trying to provide the money for our business that is needed on a day-to-day basis. You know, we need money to operate the business, buy new equipment and supplies, or we need to pay for needed services such as web design, business coaching, accounting, taxes. So where does a woman start when she doesn't have enough money to operate her business? Where do you even begin? Because, you know, a lot of the times as a businesswoman, you might look at your business and say, okay, I need a loan because I'm going to need money to do this, that, or the other. But is that really where you start, just by verbally making that declaration that you need a business loan? Absolutely not. There are four very important places to start before you even sit down in front of a banker or call a lending service or look at talking with the SBA. There are things that you need to be doing, because I can guarantee you if these things are not done, it's going to stop you in your tracks. So here are the four things. Number one, you definitely need to evaluate, okay? You have to evaluate your business, and you have to determine, first of all, if you're a brand new business, you have to determine what are the necessary expenditures. If you are a current business, existing business, you have to evaluate your business and look at the weak spots to find out what's not working, why it's not working, why haven't you had sales in your company, and what you need to do about it. Evaluation is very, very important. The next thing that you need to do is you need to take a look at, if you are an existing business, you need to take a look at your current client intake or your current intake of money. Now, are you generating revenue or closing the sale already? Are you generating some type of funds? And if you're on a billing system, how much money is due you from other clients that they have not paid you yet? So you need to really look at your current intake, and you need to determine, okay, you need to determine based on your current intake, what type of loan could I get based on the amount of money that I have coming in to actually pay for it, okay? And we're going to talk about that in just a few minutes again. Number three, you need to look at your marketing, because sometimes we up and say, I need a business loan to make this business work. But if you're an existing business, if you haven't marketed the business, then getting a loan isn't going to help you as much as developing a solid marketing strategy. If you are a new business, you definitely are going to have a marketing place and plan and know how to properly market the business for your type of industry. Number four, and the fourth important thing that you need to know before you even begin to look for funding, is you really need to consider closing the sale. If you are an existing business, you need to understand and know how to reel it in, how to convert someone who is a prospect into a paid client or customer. You need to know how to do that. You need to be very clear on the monetization of your business. Where exactly is the money going to come from in your business? What are the products and services that people are supposed to pay for? And how do you convert just talking to them to them being a paying client? You need to be very clear on the sales closing of everything that you have to offer in your business, because, again, you can have that loan, but without being able to close the sale, you're not going to get the money you need coming in to pay for that loan. So the four important things that you must have in place before you even start to look for capital for your business is evaluation, two, current intake of your money already if you are a existing business, marketing is number three, and closing the sale. Those four things are very, very important. Now, there are some other things. Once you really put those four things in perspective, there's some things you're going to need to prepare, okay, some things you're going to need to have. First of all, we all know that the first thing that is asked of us if anyone is going to be investing in us is a business plan, okay? But what I am finding in preparing and helping my clients with business plans for this last 15-plus years is that oftentimes a person wants the business plan to look eloquent, and they want it to be, you know, full of words and what have you, but guess what? They don't follow the business plan. The business plan gets kind of tossed in the wind, in the desk, in a file cabinet, and they never look at it again. So I want to make things simple as I talk to you about a business plan. don't feel like your business plan has to be 50 pages or 20 pages. Your business plan can be as little as 1 to 5 pages if you want it to be, kind of like a strategy or a success outline for yourself of where you are heading. And so I want to encourage you to be more concerned with it being a real blueprint for you, okay? Now, with that said, sometimes the bank wants to see what is called an executive business plan. And when they want that, they want the whole shaboom. They want everything from the executive summary of the plan, in other words, what the plan is all about and what's the biggest way you're going to be bringing in money for this business. And then they want it broken down into categories from all about the management, the marketing, the public relations, how you're going to implement the staff, the day-to-day operations. They want all of that, okay? You should know all of that stuff as well, but you shouldn't overburden yourself to the point to where you are at a standstill with creating a blueprint to work for yourself. So if you're a new business and you're not really planning to get a loan, just a simple business strategy is all that you perhaps need in the very beginning, and then as you grow, you can come back and reevaluate and create a more extensive business plan. However, if you're looking to get a traditional business loan and go in front of a banker, the SBA, or some other traditional lending agent, then they are definitely going to ask for the business plan, and they are going to ask for a 3 to 5 year cash flow projection, which brings me to the next thing that you're going to have to prepare, which is a cash flow spreadsheet. Unless you know your current or projected expenses, you're working in the blind, and you don't truly know how much money you need to run your business. And so before you can go tell a banker how much money you actually need, a cash flow spreadsheet, or better known as a cash flow analysis, needs to be prepared. The next thing that you need to have in your treasure chest of tools in getting ready to search for funding for your business is to determine your credit worthiness, okay? Now, this includes your personal credit score, and if that score is under 650, then you definitely need to dig in there and figure out how you're going to get that score to increase itself by 50 to 100 points. What you're going to do. And, of course, most of the time, you, as you already know, you can only use like half of the limit on your credit cards, because if you use the full thing, that could take your credit score down by 10 to 15 points. If you have not paid your bill within a certain amount of time, that can take your credit score down by 10 to 15 points. So you really need to be looking at your credit score, getting a personal credit score printout so that you can start preparing for improving that. Even if you're not looking for a business loan, you still need to improve your personal business, your personal credit score, because in these days and times, if your business is not generating $1 million-plus in revenue, they are still going to ask for a personal guarantee, and that's sometimes where you can get just really stopped right there at that point. Also, you need to be taking a look in your credit worthiness of what assets you have as a collateral. There is no one that is going to actually give you a traditional business loan without you also putting some investment in there as well. Oftentimes, if you want to borrow a specific amount of money, they're looking to you to have at least 10 to 25% of that. It just depends on who the lender is. Again, if you are asking for a specific amount of money, they're going to want to see you with at least 10 to 25% of that. So if you're wanting to borrow, let's say, for example, if you're wanting to borrow $5,000, they're going to look at you and want you to have at least $500 to $1,500 or more in an account, and that cash is available to you. If you're looking to borrow $50,000, they're going to want to see $5,000 or more in the bank. So again, what assets, cash assets, do you have, and what collateral do you have? How much is your office equipment worth? Do you have any other valuable things, such as a 401k, such as stock, such as certain types of life insurance? So again, they are going to want to know that. Guess why? Because they feel that they shouldn't be the only ones having to invest in you. They feel that if you can't invest in yourself, they don't really want to invest in you. That's the first step that the loan officer will look at. He's going to look at your attitude about investing in your own self. And you can't make a smart statement when he says, well, how much money do you have to invest in my business? You can't say back to him, well, I don't have any money. That's why I'm coming to you. Why would I be coming to you if I had money? You can't make that smart statement. And by the way, a loan officer quite a while back shared with me that that was one of the most common comments that she got from men and women when she asked that question. And she said she wondered if they really knew how much that worked against them. So don't you say that if you get in front of a loan or officer or someone who is a lender representative on the phone, because you have to have the mindset to invest in your own self. Let's move forward. The next thing that you have to have in that treasure chest of tools is you have to determine your cash-to-debt ratio. And I'm going to just quickly explain what that means, cash-to-debt ratio. It means that of all of the money that you actually have coming into your business, how much of it do you get to keep at the end of the accounting period, and how much of it do you have to put out for accounts payable? So that is called the cash-to-debt ratio. It means that after all of the bills are paid, there's a percentage of all of your gross sales that always stays in the business. That's your net profit. And what is that percentage? Okay, that's what the cash-to-debt ratio is. And most traditional lenders definitely want to see the cash-to-debt ratio being at least over 20%. So that means that you need to be able to keep in your gross sales at least 20 to 25% of your gross sales needs to be kept in order for you to have a decent cash-to-debt ratio. But here's the thing you need to know most about this, this terminology about cash-to-debt ratio. You need to understand that forget the bankers who want to know it. You should want to know it because as a business owner, as a leader, the cash-to-debt ratio is what lets you know that you personally are doing well in your business, okay? And it lets you know as a leader what needs to improve. That means that if your cash-to-debt ratio is 20%, is less than 20%, if it's like 3% or 2% or 5%, that means that you've got to dig deep and go into the planning mode and start working on the business and figure out how you can improve this ratio, because it shows that you either have poor financial health in your business or you have good financial health in your business. And I've been told by many lending officers that the cash-to-debt ratio is actually the determining factor in saying yes or no to someone applying for a small business loan. So you can have an 800 credit score, personal credit score. You can have hundreds or thousands of clients, and everything could be in its right place. But if that cash-to-debt ratio is not in the right percentage, you won't get the loan, no matter how good the credit and business score is, okay? So you need to be very careful about that, and you need to take note of that because it's also financially how you can evaluate yourself. When you do the cash flow spreadsheet that I talked about, which is basically all of your sales intake and your expenses, once you deduct your expenses from your sales intake, what that number is considered your net profit. And then what you want to do is based on the intake, the sales of your company for the month, if that net profit does not represent at least 20% of your business intake, then you've got to start working on figuring out how you can get it up to that 20% cash-to-debt ratio, okay? So I hope that you guys are taking good notes on this and that you understand it. And then last but not least, in your treasure chest of tools, I think it's very, very important that when you are a business, that you get serious about being a business. And the first thing that you need to do is every business should have a Dun & Bradstreet number. Again, every business should have a Dun & Bradstreet number. Okay, it's very, very important, and normally it's known as the D&B number. Okay, D as in David, N as in Nancy, B as in Bradstreet, D&B number. And why you need that number, I'm sorry, D&B number, why you need that number is that that number from a business perspective is tied to your business credit. And you are able to list the vendors and the retail accounts that you have, including your cell phone, your office store account, all of the different things. And that way it starts to help you build your business credit. So I think that's very, very important that you take a look at that. And you can get a Dun & Bradstreet number by going to the website, D as in David, A-N-D, B as in boy.com. Again, that's D as in David and A-N-D, B as in boy.com, D&B.com. And they have different links on the main website to show you how to go ahead and apply for your what we call the DUNS number, D-U-N-S, the DUNS number. As a matter of fact, I will put this link in show notes. I will put the link to the direct page that you should be going on. 12:41 after the hour, and I'm sharing some good information about the challenge of needing business funding and what you need to do to prepare your business and your mindset when you start looking for business funding, and also for being financially sound in your business. So now we come to a few funding sources. We have the SBA microloan programs, and there are different microloan programs in every single state. So the best thing for you to do to find the micro lenders in your state or in your area is to go to Google and then put in micro lender and the city that you live in or the state that you live in so that you can see who they are, where they are, and what they, you know, how much they loan. Now, most micro lenders loan anywhere from like $2,500 all the way up to $50,000 or $100,000. They each have different programs, but micro lenders are for the micro enterprise, the small business. You can also look at getting a signature loan. Again, a signature loan is, you know, based on your own personal credit score is based on how much money you may have in the bank or what your credit is with the bank or how well you've managed your checking account in the bank. But signature loans normally are small loans. They range anywhere from $500 to maybe $1,500, $2,500. Some can go up to $5,000. But if you have a relationship with your personal bank, then a signature loan might be the route to go if after you've done everything else and you determine you need a specific amount of money. Now, there's another type of signature loan that you can get, and that is, and this is a unique way of doing it. You can ask, you know, close friends or investors or individuals to literally put up $500 to $1,000 for you. Say you needed $5,000. You can ask them to put up $500 to $1,000 in what you would consider a savings escrow account. It's a savings account that you open up, and it's being held as an escrow, okay? And what you're going to do is while that money is in the savings escrow account gaining interest, you're going to borrow against the money. The money is going to serve as a collateral, so it's not being used. The bank is going to give you a loan based on the collateral that's in the account. And then as you pay off the money for the loan, the bank releases a certain amount of that money every single month. And as it releases that money back and you have enough of it, you can start paying back your investors or the individuals that loan the money. The big thing is that you're asking them, if you can borrow the money for no more than a 12-month time frame. So you don't want to borrow it for any longer than that. But that's if you really have checked everything and you know that you can make that money back. You've got clients in the wings and you're just trying to have the cash flow to run your day-to-day operations. And then, of course, there's the small business line of credit. There are several different credit cards that now have business lines of credit available. American Express still has a business line of credit that they give anywhere from $1,500 to $10,000. And Bank of America also has a similar line of credit program as well. So you want to go to those websites and check out those. Now, with all of that said, because I wanted to give you that resource and that information, I am a firm believer that if you only need $5,000 or less, that you can raise that money yourself and get creative with how you can do it. I've had a client to raise who needed $2,000 to raise $5,000 doing garage sales for 3 months. I've had a client to take clothes out of her closet and take them to a consignment shop. She actually made like $1,500 over 3 months. I've had a client who actually came up with different fundraising ways. She gave a party. She gave a spaghetti dinner. She had a fish fry. She came up with a lot of different things to raise money for her business. Here's the bottom line. The bottom line is that we all know that we need money to run our business. But you need to be sensible and you need to be wise and make decisions that are based on research, based on, you know, all of the information in front of you. But with all of that said, the biggest thing that you need to realize is that if you have to owe the money back, it's going to take you a longer time to realize a profit. And based on how much money you owe back, it could take you months or even years to realize a profit. So you have to be very, very careful and understand your total need of funding for your business. It's 12:46. We are now going to go ahead and right away move into the segment, 5 Ways to Love Yourself. Well, again, all this month we're going to be talking about love yourself, love your business, and that's very, very important because, you know, I just truly believe that as women in this 21st century, we're still seeing too many problems that other women had with their lives and the challenges that they had. There's a lot of those things are still going on today. And so there's no need for it. We have too much available to us today as women. A lot of rights have been fought for. A lot of resources are available to us, and we are freer than ever before. So it takes so much more to loving yourself than just saying, I love me. It requires patience, forgiveness, knowledge, and good decision-making skills. It requires all 5 of these things. Here's why. Because some people don't have patience with themselves. Some women get so upset with themselves, they just break down and just say, forget whatever it is that I was trying to accomplish. I'm not even going to deal with it. Some women can't forgive themselves for a decision that they made that had some negative consequences, and they're having a hard time forgiving themselves. Some women lack the knowledge in how to love themselves. They lack the knowledge in knowing what to do and how to encourage themselves, how to motivate themselves, and how to inspire themselves. And then some women have poor decision-making skills that have led them down the wrong path, from relationships to business opportunities to environments that have just led them down the wrong path. So you need to understand that these 5 core things must be in place to properly love yourself. Patience, forgiveness, the right kind of knowledge, good decision-making skills, which is very, very important, okay? I just can't talk enough about that. These are the things that are necessary to set your foundation. I have a question for you. When is the last time you, when was the last time you sat down to plan out how to love yourself? Have you actually ever did that? I mean, let's get real. Have you actually ever did that? Because, you see, when I asked myself that question, guess what I found out? When I asked myself that question, I found out that I had not sat down and actually planned to love myself. And some of you might be saying, well, who actually needs to sit down and love yourself? Isn't that an automatic given? Isn't that something that's automatically built in us? Well, the potential to love yourself is automatically built in you, but it doesn't mean that you're going to love yourself in the right way. So we have to identify, okay, we have to identify what loving yourself actually means. Now, I've already told you that it definitely means patience and forgiveness and having the right kind of knowledge and having good decision-making skills. I've shared that. However, what you as the woman need to understand, and I'm talking to you woman to woman here, you need to understand that loving yourself is one of the greatest powers that you have. You see, I totally believe in supernatural powers and in the ability to reach out to the Holy Spirit that lies and resides within you and to find answers and keys to life and your life. So I need you to realize that there are supernatural things that we are born with, but because we live on the earth, we just take these things for granted, and we don't even realize that it's something beyond our wildest imagination. We don't even realize that there are powers that be that are working on our behalf, and we need to understand that that is how God made us. You see, love holds the key to laying the foundation for your success. It helps to bring out your talent and your potential. So loving yourself gives you the total freedom to go after your dreams and goals. And I'm here to say that if you have not gone after your dreams and goals, if you have not stepped out of the box and you've built up all of this fear all around you, and you've been saying for months, for years, that you're going to do something, or this is what you truly have always wanted to do, or this is what you have had a passion about, and you have not acted upon it, then I am being so bold to say that you are not loving yourself in the right manner. You see, love frees you from everything. It frees you up to express your innermost being. It helps you to become the authentic you. That's what love does. It helps you to be truthful with yourself, and it helps you to not worry about what everybody else is doing, but it helps you to understand that you were a wonderfully and uniquely created human being and that you have your own success DNA. That's what love, true loving yourself, really does for you. So how do you do it? What are the ways that you need to know to make this happen? Well, the first thing that you need to do in loving yourself is you need to, again, and we go back to that wonderful action word, evaluate. You definitely need to evaluate, okay, what your negative habits are in life, what's holding you back in life. You need to come to some conclusions about that. You need to ask yourself, am I being truthful with myself, okay? Because I'm going to be the first to testify to this, ladies. I have lied to myself and didn't even know I was lying to myself until an event occurred and I realized that it was something that I really didn't want to do or I really didn't mean to say yes, okay? So we have to learn how to be truthful to ourselves. So you've got to evaluate yourself. Evaluate where you've been, where your hurts and pains are, what negative habits you have. And then once you know what those things are, you get to work on correcting those things, okay? So that's very, very important. Here's the second. I don't think that we say I love me enough. Okay? I don't think we look in the mirror in the morning and actually smile at ourselves and say, you know what, girl, I love you. I love you. call out your name and say, I love you. And know what I love you means. It means, again, that you have patience with yourself, that you're able to forgive yourself, that you are willing to gain the knowledge that you need to be successful in life, and that you will develop good decision-making skills. Look in the mirror and say, I love me. Now, here's one of the things that you've got to realize. Loving yourself means that you are willing to do what is best for you. So that's number three. You're willing to do what's best for you. Okay, and that is something that I am trying to teach my adult daughter and something that I try to share with other young women who are really into this instant gratification role. Okay, if you'll notice, this whole society that we live in the U.S. is so into instant gratification. Gotta have it now. Gotta keep up with the Joneses. Gotta do what this other business is doing, even though I don't know and haven't evaluated whether or not it's going to work for my business. So listen, we have got to do more, okay, than just desire and want things. We have to evaluate and know whether those things are best for us, okay? So you've got to be willing to do what's best for you. If your health is not where it needs to be or you need to lose weight, you've got to be willing to do what's best for you and lose the weight, even though you want to keep eating all the foods that you want to eat. If your business is not where it needs to be financially, then you've got to do what's best for your business and evaluate it and figure out how to turn it around, okay? Number four. You've got to take some me time, okay? You can't burn yourself in the ground and then figure out that you're going to have all of this success. You're not going to be well enough to enjoy the success. So you've got to learn to take some me time, and it can't just be every month. It's got to really be every day, okay? And last but not least, number five, you've got to learn to trust yourself. Okay? Trust yourself. Trust your feelings. Trust the gut instincts that you have. Trust your authenticity and what it is that you really want in life and go after it. Those are the five ways to love yourself. And when you put into action patience, forgiveness, knowledge, and good decision-making skills, then, my sisters, you will experience the true love of yourself. I want to go ahead and give you the affirmation for today after this musical introduction. Ladies, let this and every week that you have in your life be about caring and loving yourself regardless of the happenings all around you. Here's the affirmation for this week. This week, I will take time to evaluate what's best for me. I will walk in the light and appreciate myself, knowing that within me is the power to do great things and the power to love myself. Once more, this week, I will take time to evaluate what's best for me. I will walk in the light and appreciate myself, knowing that within me is the power to do great things and the power to love myself. Well, ladies, we are at the end of the show. I hope that you've got some great information. I pray that you receive some divine wisdom from your spirit as you listen to this information. And I know if you put this into action, you are going to see some results. I've enjoyed being with you today, and I want you to mark your calendar and tune in for next Monday, February 18th at 12 noon Eastern, when our featured guest will be no other than Donna Satchel, author of Just Get Serious About Success. Donna is going to be sharing with us her wisdom on how to truly find your passion, what it's all about. This is your host and success coach, Trina Newby, saying, Success is yours for the taking. Have a productive, abundant, and powerful week. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.